he flips the Venezuelan issue from being a struggle over democracy and human rights towards it being a struggle against drugs.
Nicolas Maduro is an indicted drug trafficker in the United States, and he's a fugitive of American justice.
He makes Maduro government part of America's war against drugs. And this leads to an escalation. Rubio designates basically Maduro's entire regime as a narco-terrorist cartel. And you know, he supports sending all this military hardware into the region to threaten Maduro. And ultimately, this leads to the strikes on the boats of alleged drug traffickers off Venezuela's coast.
And we've covered this on the show. You know, it's still the case that the Trump administration has not actually presented any strong evidence that Maduro is a cartel leader. That's not something the intelligence agencies have agreed with. You're saying that Rubio goes forward with this strategy anyway.
That's right, Natalie. It is accepted that some cocaine ships through Venezuela, that Venezuela is the location for drug smuggling. But there has not been any convincing evidence that this is a hierarchical, organized endeavor from the top levels of Venezuelan government. But Rubio knows that this is a compelling political narrative.